WKJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. University of Iowa officials unveiled a 7-foot bronze statue of former wrestling coach Dan Gable outside of Carver Hawkeye Arena on Wednesday. Gable led the Hawkeyes to 15 NCAA titles and 21 Big Ten championships in 21 years as the head coach. The unveiling comes just days before the arena hosts the U.S. Olympic wrestling trials. Olympic wrestling is divided into two divisions, freestyle and Greco-Roman, which are both different than the folk-style brand of wrestling seen in high school and college matches. Gable says it might take fans a while to pick up all the differences.
Well, they're going to think somebody scored and then the other guy had scored. So it's going to take a little bit of understanding. I mean, if somebody hits a so-called Granby roll, which is a famous roll in collegiate and scholastic wrestling, and they come out for a one-point escape, they're going to end up being down 2 points. You know, it's one of those things. Or if somebody gets near their back and then people are starting to look and see, like, is he pinned or not? Well, he might already be pinned before you even look, because it only takes both shoulders just kind of an imprint in the mat.
Despite the rules differences, Gable says that knowledgeable wrestling fans should have no trouble figuring things out if they stay patient.
People might think they know how to score wrestling, but then it might not be the same score that they come up with. However, it won't take the Iowa people very long to figure it out. But you also got to remember that not all right calls are made, you know, and that's just the way it is. It's kind of a nerve-wracking sport, especially Olympic wrestling. Fans are, if patient, will have a great time.
The trials open up on Saturday, running through Sunday. Well, the Tennessee women's basketball team has a new head coach after 38 years. It's both a dreaded and expected end to Pat Summitt's illustrious career that included 8 national titles. She coached more victories than any college basketball coach, male or female. The 59-year-old is stepping down to accept the position as head coach emeritus. Longtime assistant Holly Warlick is being promoted to replace the sport's winningest coach. The end of the Summitt era comes less than a year after she was diagnosed with early-onset dementia. She continued to roam the sidelines this season, but Warlick took over most of the head coaching chores, including during games. Summitt's career ends with 1,098 wins, 208 losses, 16 regular season Southeastern Conference championships, and 16 SEC tournament titles. She also led the 1984 Olympic team to a gold medal. During her time on the Tennessee bench, the Lady Vols never failed to reach the NCAA tournament. They never received a seed lower than number 5, and they reached 18 Final Fours. Well, the call of the sidelines is beckoning to Larry Brown again. The well-traveled basketball coach has his eyes set on the SMU job. Brown says he hasn't yet been offered the job, but had spoken again with the school's athletic director since they first met on Monday. The 71-year-old Hall of Fame coach says he expects his agent to have further conversations with SMU. The Mustangs are moving from Conference USA to the much tougher Big East in 2013. They fired Matt Doherty last month after 6 seasons. Brown is the only coach to win both an NBA championship and an NCAA title. He last coached at Charlotte in the NBA, where he was fired in December of 2010. A Drake assistant coach, Mike Gibson, has resigned to pursue opportunities outside of basketball. The 29-year-old Gibson has been an assistant with the Bulldogs for 4 seasons, but Gibson says his priorities have shifted and he's decided to pursue a job in the business world. Gibson worked with current Drake head coach Mark Phelps at Arizona State from 2006 to 2008 after a 1-year stint on Coach Tom Izzo's staff at Michigan State. Drake also says Jamel McMillan, the director of basketball operations, is leaving the program after just 1 season. Full slate of NBA basketball last night in the hardwoods. Last night it was Chicago beating up on Charlotte 100-68. Washington outscored Milwaukee 121-112. Philadelphia topping Cleveland 103-87. Atlanta beat Detroit 116-84. New York over New Jersey 104-95. It was Miami over Toronto 96-72. Memphis beat New Orleans 103-91. Boston downing Orlando 102-98. Dallas edging Houston 117-110. LA Clippers over Denver 104-98. Oklahoma City beat Phoenix 109-97. Utah over Portland 112-91. San Antonio pounded Sacramento 127-102. And the LA Lakers got by Golden State 99-87. Well, pushed to the brink of a sweep, Pittsburgh's Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and Jordan Staal pushed back with a vengeance, helping the Penguins score 9 goals in the first 2 periods posting a 10-3 whipping of the Philadelphia Flyers in their opening round playoff series last night. Staal had a hat trick, Malkin scored his first two goals of the series, while Crosby added one to help the Penguins cut the series deficit to 3-1. Game 5 is Friday in Pittsburgh. The Flyers led 3-2 when the Penguins reeled off 7 straight goals to win the most lopsided game of that series. The Ottawa Senators nipped the New York Rangers 3-2 in overtime as Kyle Turris got the game winner. That series now tied at 2 each. The team that posted the NHL's best regular season record has finally won a playoff game. President's Trophy winner Vancouver beat the LA Kings 3-1. They now trail 3-1 in the series. Corey Schneider made 43 saves and stopped Dustin Brown's penalty shot in his first career playoff victory. Daniel Sedin sparked Vancouver's power play in his return from injury for 12 games. In other NHL news, Coyotes forward Rafi Torres has been suspended indefinitely for the hit that knocked Chicago's Marian Hossa out of Tuesday's Game 3 of the team's opening round playoff series. Torres faces a Friday hearing with NHL officials in New York. Hossa had to be carried off the ice on a stretcher after Torres hit him with his shoulder and drove him to the ice. The Blackhawks' leading scorer was taken to the hospital and later released. It's not known if Hossa will be able to return before the end of Chicago's postseason run. Well, the Iowa football team's indoor practice facility will be deflated before it's demolished. The 27-year-old practice facility, known as the Bubble for its inflatable white cover that whips in the wind, will be deflated Friday morning. The university is building a new indoor practice venue for the team nearby and demolishing the old one to make way for a new children's hospital, a new transportation center, and employee parking. The Bubble has been a campus landmark because of its noteworthy appearance and a practice home for a generation of Hawkeyes, but university officials say its high energy usage, safety concerns, and the need to modernize football facilities meant that its time was up. The Indianapolis Colts have made their decision on who to take with the number one pick in next Thursday's NFL draft. They're just not saying. General Manager Ryan Grigson told reporters Wednesday that the team has known for a while who they will take with the Colts' first number one overall pick in 14 years. Previously, owner Jim Irsay had indicated the choice will be used to pick the successor to recently departed Peyton Manning. It presumably will be either Stanford's Andrew Luck or Heisman Trophy winner Robert Griffin III. Melky Cabrera had an RBI single in the 11th inning, and the San Francisco Giants blanked the Philadelphia Phillies 1-0 in an old-fashioned pitcher's duel last night at AT&T Park. Cliff Lee threw 10 scoreless innings for the Phillies, while Matt Cain pitched 9 for the Giants. The game lasted just 2 hours 27 minutes, and it left Lee still searching for his first win of the season after 3 starts. Elsewhere in the NL, the Washington Nationals keep finding ways to win as they improved to 10-3, rallying with 2 runs in the 8th inning to beat Houston 3-2. Jaime Garcia pitched 7 effective innings and hit a 2-run triple. Carlos Beltran homered again, and the St. Louis Cardinals extended their winning streak to a season-high 4 games with an 11-1 rout of the slumping Cincinnati Reds. Hanley Ramirez homered for the 3rd game in a row, and Mark Burley pitched 8 innings for his first win as Miami beat Chicago 9-1. Dan Uggla, Freddie Freeman, and Juan Francisco belted 2-run homers, leading the Braves to a 14-6 pounding of the Mets. Neil Walker's RBI single in the top of the 8th gave Pittsburgh a 2-1 win over Arizona. Also last night, it was the Rockies over the Padres 8-4 and the Brewers in a 10-inning win 3-2 over the L.A. Dodgers. Over in the American League, Mike Napoli hit a 2-run homer and drove in 4 runs. Derek Holland pitched 7 solid innings as the red-hot Texas Rangers completed a 2-game sweep with a 6-3 win over the Boston Red Sox. Bartolo Colon pitched 8 innings of 4-hit ball, and Cuban rookie Yoenis Cespedes hit a 3-run homer to help the Oakland A's beat the cellar-dwelling Los Angeles Angels 6-0. Luke Scott hit a grand slam as the Tampa Bay Rays beat up on Toronto 12-2. Justin Morneau hit 2 mammoth homers, and Jason Marquis won his Minnesota debut in the Twins' 6-5 win over the Yankees. Slumping slugger Adam Dunn lined a 3-run double. A.J. Pierzynski homered, and the White Sox snapped a 3-game slide with an 8-1 win over the Orioles. Prince Fielder drove in 2 runs. Max Scherzer got his first win of the season, and the Detroit Tigers beat the Kansas City Royals, who've lost 7 straight and the first 6 in their homestand, 4-3, the final yesterday. Also last night, it was Seattle, a 4-1 winner over Cleveland. In other baseball news, a person familiar with the planning tells the Associated Press that Ivan Rodriguez plans to announce his retirement on Monday. The 14-time All-Star and 1999 American League MVP, Pudge plans to make the announcement in Arlington, Texas, where he spent the first 12 of his 21 Major League seasons with the Rangers. Now 40 years old, Rodriguez spent the last 2 seasons with the Washington Nationals. He decided not to accept a contract offer from the Kansas City Royals, who were interested after Salvador Perez injured a knee and needed surgery. The Boston Red Sox have shipped struggling right-hander Mark Melancon to AAA Pawtucket and recalled righty Junichi Tozawa from the minors. Melancon, acquired from Houston during the offseason and expected to be Boston's primary setup man, has given up 11 runs in 2 innings in 4 appearances. The Arizona Diamondbacks placed outfielder Chris Young and infielder Jeff Blum on the 15-day disabled list before Wednesday's game against Pittsburgh, as they brought up outfielder A.J. Pollock and infielder Cody Ransom. Cleveland pitcher Jeanmar Gomez has been suspended for 5 games and fined by Major League Baseball, which concluded that he intentionally threw at the Royals' Mike Moustakas last weekend. Tribe manager Manny Acta said that Gomez will appeal. And also, the Los Angeles Angels are close to finalizing a new contract for Gold Glove shortstop Eric Ibar, a 4-year deal worth $34 million. And in Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Omaha stretched its lead to 3 games over the Iowa Cubs in the Pacific Coast League as they posted a 4-0 road win over Round Rock down in Texas. Omaha plays Round Rock on the road again tonight. Iowa, meantime, was falling 6-4 to Albuquerque last night. They will play the Isotopes again this evening out west. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.